You're with Christine Layton on ABC Southwest and Great Southern.
When fisherman of 40 years, Safety Bay's Brett Carter, went diving for crayfish with a couple of mates back in 2014, he never imagined ending up in the Supreme Court. It's a legal case which has dragged out for nearly 3 years and has involved the highest court in Australia. But Recfish West have come out in support of Mr. Carter and believe the Department of Fisheries should drop the case against him. I'm joined by Recfish West CEO Andrew Rowlands. He joins me now to discuss. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Christine.
So what is alleged to have happened that day back in 2014?
Oh, well, Brett was out with a couple of his mates catching crays. They were out diving like they'd done for, as you said, the last 40-odd years and going about the way that they'd done it in the last 40-odd years. And he actually got an infringement from the fisheries officer for being over his bag limit. When he came back to his boat, basically, he had a few more crays in the bag than he was than the bag limit stipulates, but he was sharing that bag with one of the other divers on the boat, and they issued him an infringement. And he challenged that infringement at the magistrate's court, and the charges were dismissed there because there was a confusion around the way that the rules were interpreted. And then from there, the department have appealed that that outcome and taken it to the Supreme Court. So basically, we've got a gentleman and his friends that have gone out there to do what they've done for the last 40 years, and there's been a change in the interpretation of the rules at some stage by the Department of Fisheries, and unfortunately they haven't communicated that to the community.
Right. So why do you think the case should be dropped on that basis?
Yeah, well, we just don't think it should have ever gone to court at all, quite frankly. And the fact that it did, and then obviously it got an appeal happening, and that appeal, you know, was around a legal technicality. And, you know, we were still working on obviously resolving the issue and with Mr. Carter. But at the end of the day, you know, this is really around making sure that the rules are clear. And if the rules aren't clear, then it's a pretty simple, solution, which is we need to clarify them to make it people to give them the opportunity to go out there with their friends and their family to catch a crayfish or any other fish for that matter without having to have you know, the fear of being lumbered and dragged to the Supreme Court.
So what are the current regulations, Andrew?
So currently there's a bag limit of 8 crayfish per person, and you can fish with 3 licences on a boat. And the boat has a limit of 24 crayfish. And so we have a season for crayfish fishing as well, which is generally starts on the 15th of October, or does start on the 15th of October and closes on the 30th of June. And, you know, Recfish West, as the peak body, has been working closely with the community and through some of our working groups over the last few years to make sure that, you know, the 53,000 West Aussies that take out a licence and pay the government a fee to go catch a crayfish can do it in a way which is most enjoyable and allows them to get out there and have an enjoyable experience and catch some of the world's most sought-after seafood. We know that, you know, crayfish is a very sustainable resource, and that's why we have really strict regulations in place. But at the end of the day, the recreational fishing sector only has an allocation of 5%. We know this is a very important commercial fishing resource to West Australian economy, and the 95% of the actual rock lobster catch in Western Australia is taken from the commercial fishing sector, which then goes into to the Asian market. So the recreational fishing sector is small, it's sustainable, and we're focused on making sure that people can get out there and have an enjoyable experience when they get an opportunity to go fishing.
So how do the regs then vary for divers and cray pots? How does that work?
So up until this case, we thought that they were the same, essentially. So when you pull a cray pot up onto your deck, the rules say that you have 5 minutes to sort your catch. So you measure your crayfish, so you release the undersized crays, you check for the reproductive condition. So if they've got certain tar spot, or cetose, which are things that demonstrate the crayfish is about to reproduce, or that in fact they've got eggs or berries, then they have to be returned to the water. And the current rules allow people who pull their pot 5 minutes to sort their catch and select which crayfish they want to keep out of their pot. And we always thought, and the community was always of the view, that the same opportunity was afforded to those people that were diving. You know, you get back to the boat, you have an opportunity to measure your catch or recheck the catch that you've measured underwater. You check for the reproductive condition and those sorts of things. But this interpretation and where we've all found ourselves at the moment with the confusion is that it doesn't appear that the Department of Fisheries are interpreting their legislation to allow that particular outcome, and this is where the concern's coming for us.
Right. So how would you like to see that better communicated in future?
Well, we really just need to see the rule clarified. We know that it's not a sustainability concern. We know that when people jump in the water, there's all sorts of different conditions around visibility. I mean, people have different eyesight, you know, is another thing, and might not have prescription lenses in their mask and snorkel, for example, when they're under the water. We know that people share bags, and we know that, you know, measuring a crayfish to the nearest millimetre in a surging conditions can be quite a challenge. So we don't think it's unreasonable that when a diver gets back to the boat that they should have 5 minutes, exactly the same opportunity that's afforded to the potters to sort their catch and to select which ones they want to keep and which ones they want to release. And in this case, providing for quality fishing experiences.
So where is this case at now in terms of Brett Carter's case with the Department of Fisheries?
We're not really sure. We know that the judge at the Supreme Court upheld the department's appeal around the legal technicality of the definition of the word take in the Act. We know that we understand that it's being referred back to the Magistrates Court. We're not sure. We haven't had any more information from the department of fisheries, but at the end of the day, Christine, this is about making sure that the laws help the community get out there and have an enjoyable time. You know, at the end of the day, this is a community-owned resource. It's completely sustainable. So regardless of the technicality of the legislation or the law, we need that to be changed if it needs to be changed. We need it to be interpreted differently if it needs to be interpreted differently. But the outcome that we need is some clarity for the community so they can get out there and enjoy these sorts of things without having to take, you know, their lawyer along with them on a fishing trip.
All right. Good to get your thoughts this morning, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Christine.